This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, the U.S. Treasury Department says it's made the largest federal investment in small businesses across Indian country. After nearly 80 years, the Episcopal Church has returned items to the Northern Arapaho tribe, and Alaskan Natives continue to press for their hunting and fishing rights. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bowles, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. In what it says is the largest federal investment in small businesses across Indian country, the U.S. Department of the Treasury announced the approval of over $500 million in state Small Business Credit Initiative Capital Program applications. The milestone is reached with the approval of nearly $87 million for the Cherokee Nation. Its principal chief, Chuck Hoskin Jr., says small businesses are the lifeblood of the local economy across the reservation. Insert Hoskins Jr. cut here, and coming out of it. The historic amount was also reached with eight other SSBCI applications worth an additional $15 million. Treasury officials have also announced two competitive technical assistance awards through the SSBCI Investing in America Small Business Opportunity Program for the Cherokee and Chickasaw Nations. The Episcopal Church in Wyoming returned more than 200 cultural and sacred items to the Northern Arapaho tribe earlier this week. They'd been in the church's possession for almost 80 years. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has the story. Insert NA Church Items wrap here, coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. For Alaska Natives, the right to hunt and fish has been a long-running battle that goes back well before statehood. There's a push at the Alaska Federation of Natives Convention this year to restore subsistence rights that the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act, known as ANILCA, was supposed to guarantee. Congress passed it in 1980. Alaska Natives originally fought for a native preference, but settled for a rural priority for hunting and fishing. But courts have determined that the state's constitution doesn't allow for a rural priority, so today the state has two systems of fish and game management. The chairman of AFN's Subsistence Committee, Gayla Hossett, says it's time for a complete overhaul of subsistence management. Insert Hossett cut here. Coming out of it, the AFN Subsistence Committee has drafted a resolution that calls for Alaska Natives to oversee subsistence on Native corporation lands. It also looks at reopening not only ANILCA, but the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act. The AFN convention is the state's largest gathering, drawing thousands of people to Anchorage. And 30 years ago this week, the United States Postal Service issued its Legends of the West stamps, featuring several prominent historical figures. This included Apache military leader and medicine man Geronimo, Sacagawea, who was the Shoshone guide and interpreter for the Lewis and Clark expedition, and Chief Joseph of the Nez Perce. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon.